Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. We say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. We seek Allah's protection from Satan and rejected. We say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We say, Al-Fatiha. We read 1/30 of the Holy Quran each day. And this is how we begin, and then we talk about education in the second hour. I'm at Surah 3, Al-Imran, Ayat 93. All food was lawful for the children of Israel except what Israel made unlawful for itself. Before the law of Moses was revealed, say, bring ye the law, study it if ye be men of truth. If any after this invent a lie attributed to Allah, they are indeed unjust wrongdoers. Say, Allah speaketh the truth, follow the religion of Abraham, the saying in faith, he was not of the pagans. The first house of worship pointed for men was that at Becca, full of blessing and of guidance for all kinds of beings. In our signs manifest. For example, the station of Abraham, whoever enters it obtains security. Pilgrimage thereto is a duty men owe to Allah, those who can afford the journey. But if any deny faith, Allah stands not in need of any of his servants. Say, O people of the book, why reject ye the signs of Allah when Allah is himself witness to all ye do? Say, O people of the book, why obstruct ye those who believe for the path of Allah, seeking to make it crooked, while ye were yourselves witness to Allah's covenant? But Allah is not unmindful of all that ye do. O ye who believe, if ye listen to a faction among the people of the book, they will indeed render you apostates after ye have believed. And how would ye deny faith while unto you are rehearsed the signs of Allah? Among you lives the messenger. Whoever holds firmly to Allah will be shown a way that is straight. O ye believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except in the state of Islam. Hold fast all together by the rope which Allah stretches out for you, and be not divided among yourselves. Remember with gratitude Allah's favor on you. For ye were enemies, he joined your hearts in love, so that by his grace you became brethren. You were on the brink of a pit of fire, and he saved you from it. Thus does Allah make his signs clear to you, that ye may be guided. That there arise out of you a band of people inviting to all that is good, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. They are the ones who attain felicity. Be not like those who are divided among themselves and fall into disputations after receiving clear signs. For them is a dreadful penalty on the day when some faces will be lit up with white and some faces will be in the gloom of black. For those whose faces will be black will be said, did you reject faith after accepting it? Taste then the penalty for rejecting faith. With those whose faces will be lit with white, they will be in the light of Allah's mercy, therein to dwell forever. These are the signs of Allah. We rehearse them to be in truth, and Allah means no injustice to any of his creatures. To Allah belong all that is in the heavens and on earth. To him do all questions go back for decision. Ye are the best of peoples evolved from mankind, enjoying what is right, forbidding what is wrong. Believing in Allah, if only the people of the book had faith, it were best for them. Among them are some who have faith, but most of them are perverted transgressors. they will do you no harm, bearing a trifling annoyance. If they come out to fight you, they will show you their backs, and no help shall they get. Shame is pitched over them like a tent wherever they are found, except when under a covenant of protection from Allah and from men. They draw on themselves wrath from Allah, and pitched over them is the tent of destitution. It's because they rejected the signs of Allah and slew the prophets in defiance of right. It's because they rebel and transgress beyond bounds. Not all of them are alike, for the people of the book are a portion that stand for the right. They rehearse the signs of Allah all night long, and they prostrate themselves in adoration. They believe in Allah in the last days. They enjoy what is right and forbid what is wrong. They hasten in emulation in all good works. They are in the ranks of the righteous, of the good that they do. Nothing will be rejected of them. For Allah knoweth well those that do right. Those who reject faith, neither their possessions nor their numerous progeny, will avail them aught against Allah. They will be the companions of the fire dwelling therein forever. What they spend in the life of the material world may be likened to a wind which brings a nipping frost. It strikes and destroys the harvest of men who have wronged their own souls. It is not Allah that hath wronged them, but they wrong themselves. Ye believe, take not into your entity those outside your ranks. They will not fail to corrupt you. They only desire your ruin. Rank hatred has already appeared from their mouth, but their hearts conceal is far worse. We have made plain to you the signs if you have wisdom. Ah, ye are those who love them, but they love you not. True, though ye believe in the whole of the book, when they meet you, they say, we believe. But when they are alone, they bite off the very tips of their fingers at you in their rage. They perish in your rage. Allah knows well all the secrets of the hearts. If aught that is good befalls you, it grieves them. But if some misfortune overtakes you, they rejoice at it. But if you are constant and do right, not the least harm will their cunning do to you. For Allah compasses round all that they do. Alhamdulillah. Remember that morning thou didst leave thy house early to post the faithful at their stations for battle. Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Remember two of your parties meditated cowardice, but Allah was their protection. But in Allah should the faithful ever put their trust. Allah had helped you as better when ye were a contemptible little force. Then fear Allah, thus May you show your gratitude. Remember, thou saidest to the faithful, is it not enough for you that Allah should help you with 3,000 angels, especially sent down? Yea, if you remain firm and act right, even if the enemy should rush here on you in hot haste, your Lord would help you with 5,000 angels, making a terrific onslaught. Allah made it but a message of hope for you and an assurance to your hearts. In any case, there is no help except from Allah, the exalted, the wise, that he might cut off a fringe of the unbelievers or expose them to infamy, and they should then be turned back, frustrated of their purpose. Not for thee, but for Allah is the decision whether he turned in mercy to them or punished them, for they are indeed wrongdoers of the believers. To Allah belongeth all that is in the heavens and on earth. He forgives whom he pleases and punishes whom he pleases. Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. whom you believe, devour not usury, double and multiply it, but fear Allah, that ye may really prosper. Fear the fire which is prepared for those who reject faith, and obey Allah and the Messenger, that ye may obtain mercy. Be quick in the race for forgiveness from your Lord, and for a garden whose width is that of the whole of the heavens and the earth, prepared for the righteous, those who spend freely, whether in prosperity or in adversity, who restrain anger and pardon all men. Allah loves those who do good, and those who have done something to be ashamed of or wronged their own souls earnestly bring Allah to mind and ask for forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive sins except Allah, and are never obstinate in persisting knowingly in the wrong they have done? For such reward is forgiveness from their Lord, and gardens with rivers flowing underneath, an eternal dwelling. How excellent a recompense for those who work and strive. Many were the ways of life that have passed away before you traveled through the earth and see what was the end of those who rejected truth. Here is a plain statement to men, a guidance and instruction to those who fear Allah. So lose not heart, nor fall into despair, for ye must gain mastery if ye are true in faith. If a wound hath touched you, be sure a similar wound hath touched the others. This day is of varying fortunes we give to men and men by turn, that Allah may know those that believe, that he may take to himself from your ranks martyr witnesses to the truth. Allah loveth not those that do wrong. Allah's object also is to purge those that are true in faith and to deprive of blessing those that resist faith. Did ye think that ye would enter heaven without Allah, testing those of you who fought hard in his cause and remained steadfast? Yea, and ye did indeed wish for death before ye met it. Now ye have seen it with your own eyes, and ye flinch. Glory be to Allah. Muhammad is no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. If he died or were slain, will ye then turn on your back, on your heels? Then he did turn back on his heels. Not the least harm will he do to Allah. But Allah, on the other hand, will swiftly reward those who serve him with gratitude. Nor can a soul die except by Allah's leave. The term being fixed as by writing, if any do desire a reward in this life, we shall give it to him. And if any do desire a reward in the hereafter, we shall give it to him. And swiftly shall we reward those that serve us with gratitude. How many were the prophets? How many of the prophets fought in Allah's way? And with them fought large bands of godly men, but they never lost their heart as they met with disaster in Allah's way. Nor did they weaken in will, nor give in, and Allah loves those who are firm and steadfast. All that they said was, our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Establish our feet firmly and help us against those that resist faith. And Allah gave them a reward in this world and the excellent reward of the hereafter. For Allah loveth those who do good. Who ye believe, you obey the unbelievers, they will drive you back on your heels, and ye will turn back from faith to your own loss. Nay, Allah is your protector, and he is the best of the helpers. Soon shall we cast terror into the hearts of the unbelievers, so that they join companions with Allah, for which he had the sent no authority. Their abode will be the fire, and evil is the home of the wrongdoers. Allah did indeed fulfill his promise to you, when ye, with his permission, were about to annihilate your enemy, until you flinched and fell to disputing about the order and disobeyed it, after he brought you in sight of the booty which he covered. Among you are some that hanker after this world, and some that desire the hereafter. Then did he divert you from your foes in order to test you, but if he gave you for Allah's full of grace to those who believe. Behold, ye will climb up to the Latin we say, John, behold, you will climb up the high ground without even casting a side glance at anyone. And the messenger in your rear was calling you back. There did Allah give you one distress after another by way of acquittal. To reach you, not to grieve for the bullies that had escaped you and for the ill that had befallen you, for Allah is well aware of all that you do. After the excitement of the distress, he sent down calm on a band of you will come with slumber, while another band was stirred to anxiety by their own feeling moved by wrong suspicions of Allah, suspicions due to ignorance. They said, what affair is this of yours? Say thou, indeed, this affair is wholly Allah's. They hide in your minds what they dare not reveal to thee. They say to themselves, if we had anything to do with this affair, we should not have been in the slaughter here. Say, even if you had remained in your homes, those for whom death was decreed would certainly have gone forth to the place of their death. All this was that Allah might test what is in your breasts and purge what is in your hearts. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Those of you who turned back on the day the two hosts met, it was Satan who caused them to fail because of some evil they had done, but Allah has blotted out their fault, for Allah is all forgiving, most forbearing. O ye who believe, be not like the unbelievers who assail their brethren when they are traveling through the earth or engaged in fighting. If they had stayed with us, they would not have died or been slain. This that Allah may make a cause of sighs and regrets in their heart. For it is Allah that gives life and death, and Allah sees well all that ye do. If you are slain or die in the way of Allah, forgiveness and mercy from Allah are far better than all they could amass. And if you die or are slain, lo, it is unto Allah that ye are brought together. It is part of the mercy of Allah that thou dost deal gently with them. Were thou severe or harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about thee. So pass over their faults and ask for Allah's forgiveness for them and consult them in affairs of the moment. Then when thou hast taken a decision, put thy trust in Allah, for Allah loves those who put their trust in him, alhamdulillah. Allah helps you, none can overcome you. If he forsakes you, who is there after that can help you? In Allah, then, that believers put their trust. No prophet could ever be false to his trust. If any person is so false, he shall on the day of judgment restore what he had misappropriated, and shall every soul receive its due, whatever it earned, and none shall be dealt with unjustly. It's a man who follows the good pleasure of Allah like a man who draws on himself the wrath of Allah and whose abode is in hell, a woeful refuge. They are in varying grades in the sight of Allah. Allah sees well all that they do. Allah did confer a great favor on the believers when he spent among them messenger from among themselves, they urging unto them the signs of Allah, sanctifying them, instructing them the description of the wisdom of power. Before that, they had been in manifest error. What, when a single disaster smites you, although ye smote your enemies with one twice as great, did ye say, whence is this? Say to them, it is from yourselves, for Allah hath power over all things. What ye suffered in the day the two armies met was with the leave of Allah, in order that he might test the believers. And the hypocrites also, these were told, come, find your way of Allah, or at least drive the foe from your city. They said, had we known there would be a fight, we should certainly have followed you. They were that day near to unbelief, near to faith, saying with their lips what was not in their hearts, for Allah had full knowledge of all they concealed. This eternality. They are the ones that say of their brethren slain, while they themselves sit at ease, if only they had listened to us, they would not have been slain. Say, avert death from your own selves if you speak the truth. Think not of those who are slain in Allah's way as dead. Nay, they live, finding their sustenance in the presence of their Lord. They rejoice in the bounty provided by Allah, and with regard to those left behind, who have not yet joined them in their bliss. The martyrs glory in the fact that on them is no fear, nor have they cause to grieve. They glory in the grace and the bounty from Allah. They glory in the grace and the bounty from Allah, and in fact that Allah suffered not the reward of the faithful to be lost in the least of those who answered the call of Allah and the messenger, even after being wounded. Those who do right and refrain from wrong have a great reward. Men said to them, a great army is gathering against you, so fear them, but it only increased their faith. They said, for us, Allah suffices. He is the best disposer of affairs. And they returned with grace and bounty from Allah. No harm ever touched them, for they followed the good pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the Lord of bounty, unbounded. It is only the evil one that suggests to you the fear of his enemies. Be ye not afraid of them, but fear me if ye have faith. Let not those greedily rush headlong into unbelief. At the least harm will they do to Allah. Allah's plan is that he will give them no portion hereafter but a severe punishment. Those who purchase unbelief at the price of faith, not the least harm will they do to Allah, but they will have a grievous punishment. Let not the unbelievers think that our respite to them is good for themselves. We grant them respite that they may grow in their iniquity, but they will have a shameful punishment. Allah will not leave the unbelievers in the state in which we are now until he separates what is evil from what is good. Nor will Allah disclose to you the secrets of the unseen, but he chooses of his messengers for the purposes whom he pleases to believe in Allah and his messengers. If you believe and do right, you have a reward without measure. Let not those who covetous with hell or the gifts which Allah has given them of his grace think that it is good for them. Nay, it will be the worst for them. Soon shall the things which they covetous with hell be tied to their necks like a twisted collar on the day of judgment. To Allah belongeth the heritage of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. Allah hath heard the tongue of those who say, truly Allah is indigent and we are rich. We shall certainly record their word, their act of slaying the prophets in defiance of right. And we shall say, take ye the penalty of the scorching fire. This is because of the righteous of the suspicions because of the unrighteous deeds which your hand sent on before you, for Allah never harms those who serve it. They also said Allah took our promise not to believe in the messenger unless he showed us a sacrifice consumed by fire from heaven. Say, there came to you messengers before me with clear signs and even with what ye asked for. Why then did you slay them if you speak the truth? Then if they rejected, so were rejected messengers before thee who came with clear signs and the scriptures and the book of enlightenment. Every soul shall have a taste of death, and only on the day of judgment shall ye be paid your full recompense. Only he who is saved far from the fire and admitted to the garden will have attained the object of life, for the life of this world is but goods and chattels of deception. Ye shall certainly be tried and tested in your possessions and in your personal selves. Ye shall certainly fear much that will grieve you from those who received the book before you and from those who worship many gods. But if you persevere patiently and guard against evil, then that will be a determining factor in all affairs. Remember, Allah took a covenant from the people of the book to make it known and clear to mankind and not to hide it, but they threw it away behind their backs and purchased with it. Remember, Allah took a covenant from the people of the book to make it known and clear to mankind and not to hide it, but they threw it away behind their backs and purchased with it the visible gain. The vow was the bargain they made. Think not that those who exult and what they have brought about and love to be praised for what they have not done. Think not that they can escape the penalty. For them is a penalty grievous indeed. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is power over all things. Behold, the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day. There are indeed signs for men of understanding, men who celebrate the praises of Allah, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, and contemplate the wonders of creation in the heavens and the earth, with the thought, our Lord, not for naught hast thou created all this. Glory to thee. Give us salvation from the penalty of the fire. Our Lord, any whom thou dost admit to the fire, truly thou coverest with shame, and never will wrongdoers find any helpers. Our Lord, we have heard the call of one calling to faith. Believe ye in the Lord. We have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins, blot out from us our iniquity, and take to thyself our souls in the company of the righteous. Our Lord, grant us what thou didst promise unto us through the messengers, and save us from shame on the day of judgment, for thou never breakest thy promise. And the Lord hath accepted of them and answered them, that will I suffer to be lost the work of any of you, be he male or female, ye are from one another. Those that have left their homes and were driven out therefrom and suffered harm in my cause and fought and were slain, verily I will blot out from them their iniquities and admit them into gardens with rivers flowing beneath. The reward from the presence of Allah and from his presence is the best of rewards. Let not the strutting body of the unbelievers through the land deceive thee. Little is it for enjoyment. Their ultimate abode is hell. What an evil bed to lie on. On the other hand, those who fear the Lord and are guarded with rivers flowing beneath, therein are they to dwell forever, a gift from the presence of Allah. That which Allah in the presence of Allah is the best for the righteous. And there are certainly among the people of the book those who believe in Allah and the revelation to you and the revelation to them. bowing in humility to Allah. They will not sell the signs of Allah for miserable gain. For them is reward with their Lord, and Allah is swift in the account. We believe persevering patience and constantly by in such perseverance to strengthen each other and fear Allah that you may prosper in eternity. Alhamdulillah, O mankind, reverence your beloved Shaykh Al-Nasah. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate, and from them, money scattered like seeds, countless men and women. For Allah, fear Allah, through whom ye demand your mutual rights, and reverence the womb that bore you, for Allah ever watches over you. To orphans, restore their property when they reach their age of substance. To orphans, restore their property when they reach their age, nor substitute your worthless thing for their good ones, and devour not the substance by mixing it up with the light of the Shaitan again with your own. For this is indeed a great sin. If you fear what ye shall not be able to deal justly, if you fear that ye shall not be able to deal justly with the orphans, marry women of your choice, two or three or four. If you fear that ye shall not be able to deal justly with them, then only one, or captive that your right hand possesses. That would be more suitable to prevent you from doing injustice. And give the women in on marriage their dowry as a free gift. But if they, of their own good pleasure, admit any part of it to you, take and enjoy it with right good cheer. Those weak of understanding, make not over your poverty, which Allah hath made a means of support for you, but feed and clothe them therewith, speak to them words of kindness and justice. Make trial of orphans until they reach the age of marriage. If then he finds sound judgment to them, release their property to them, but consume it not wastefully, nor in case against their growing up. The guardian is well off. Let him claim no remuneration, but if he is poor, let him have for himself what is just and reasonable. When ye release their property to them, take witnesses in their presence. But all sufficient is Allah in taking account from what is left by parents and those nearest related. There is a share for them and a share for women. Whether the property be small or large, a determined share. But if at the time of division other relatives or orphans or of poor are present, feed them out of the property and speak to them words of kindness and justice. Let those disposing of an estate have the same fear in their minds as they would have for their own if they had left a helpless family behind. Let them fear Allah and speak words of appropriate comfort. Those who unjustly eat up the property of orphans, eat up fire into their own bodies, they will soon be enduring a blazing fire. Allah thus directs you as regards your children's inheritance to the male, a portion equal to that of two females, if only daughters, two or more. This share is two-thirds of the inheritance. Only one, her share is a half. For parents, a six-year of the inheritance to each. If the deceased left children. For parents, a six-year of the inheritance to each if the deceased left children. If no children, then the parents are the only heirs. The mother has a third. If the deceased left brothers or sisters, the mother has a sixth. The distribution in all cases is after the payment of legacies and debts. You know whether your parents or your children are nearest to you in benefit. These are subtle portions ordained by Allah, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Alhamdulillah. I'm at Surah 4. I'm at Surah 4, number 12. And what your wives leave, your share is a half. If they leave no child. But if they leave a child, you get a fourth at the payment of legacies and debts. And what you leave, their share is a fourth if you leave no child. But if you leave a child, they get an eighth at the payment of legacies and debts. If the man or woman whose inheritance is in question has left neither ascendants nor descendants, but has left a brother or a sister, each one of the two gets a sixth. But if more than two, they share in a third at the payment of legacies and debts, so that no loss is caused to anyone. Thus is it ordained by Allah, and Allah is all-knowing, most forbearing. I'm at number 13, Surah 4, number 13. Those are limits set by Allah. Those who obey Allah and His messengers will be admitted to gardens with rivers flowing beneath to abide therein forever. That will be the supreme achievement. But those who disobey Allah and His messenger and transgress His limits will be admitted to a fire to abide therein, and they shall have a humiliating punishment. Alhamdulillah. We're at section 3, number 15. As-salamu alaykum, brother Rashad.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum as-salam.
I called you a couple of times. Okay, could you keep reading? And I won't mix a lot, so keep reading, my brother. Yes, section 3, number 15.
Okay. All right. If any of your women are due to lewdness, take the evidence of four reliable witnesses from among you against them. And if they testify, confine them to housing until death declaims them or Allah ordains for them some way out. If two persons among you are due to lewdness, punish them both. If they repent in a manner, leave them alone, for Allah is often to be most merciful. Allah accepts the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance and repent soon afterwards. To them will Allah treat them mercy, for Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. And no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil until death brings in one of them. They said, now I have repented. Indeed, now those who die reject their faith. For them we have prepared and chastised the most grievous. For you who believe, you are forbidden to inherit women against their will. Now should you treat them with harshness, that you may take away part of the dower we have given them, except for they would have been guilty of open lewdness or the contrary life with them on the contrary, live with them on a footing of kindness and equity. If you take a dislike to them, it may be that you dislike a thing, and Allah brings about through it a great deal of good. But if you decide to take one wife in place of another, even if you have given the latter a whole treasure of dawah, a bit of it back, would you take it back by slander and manifest sin? And how could you take it when you have gone into each other and they have taken from you a solemn covenant? And they are not your women whom your fathers married, except what is past. It was shameful and odious, an abomination, an abominable custom indeed, prohibited you from marriage are your mothers, daughters, sisters, father's sisters, mother's sisters, brother's daughters, sisters' daughters, foster mothers, the gave you foster sisters, your wives' mothers, your stepdaughters, and your guardianship born of your wives, to whom you have gone in, no prohibition if you have not gone in. Those who have been wives of your son received from your land, and two sisters in wedlock at one and the same time, except what is past, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Also prohibited are women already married, except those whom your right hand possess. Thus has Allah ordained prohibitions against you, except for these. All others are lawful, provided you seek them in marriage with gifts from your property, desiring chastity, not fornication. Give them their dower for the enjoyment you have of them as a duty. But if, after a dower is prescribed, you agree mutually to bury it. There's no blame on you. But Allah is all knowing, all wise. If any of you have not the means at all to wear free believing women, then beware believing girls from among those whom your right hand possess, and Allah for knowledge about your faith. You are one of them.
Where are you now?
Okay, 25th.
25th?
Yeah. 25.
You mean, Surah 4?
Yeah, 425.
Okay, now we read the juice then, right?
Huh?
The juice ended at 24.
Oh, we just finished it.
Yeah, how did you okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, because I missed the prayer. Yeah, how did you do that? Hold on, we're done. Hold on one sec. Rashad.
Yeah.
Sent you that little medical thing about what was that? Okra or something? Okra? Was it about okra? Did you get that?
Yeah, I haven't looked. I have to check.
Okay.
I know okra.
You know, look that over.
Okay, thank you.
Is that right? Yeah. Look that over because a brother sent that to me, so I passed it along. Yeah.
No, okay,
assalamu alaikum, brother Al Muksi. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum assalam. Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah peace and blessings be on y'all this morning. I got a phone call, but it was a little too late to respond back. Wa alaikum assalam, brother Rashad.
Oh, yeah, because like I was saying, it was 7:30 here. So what is that, 9:30 in Georgia, or is that 10:30?
10:30, something like that, 10:30. 4:11, something like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, but that was just too late because one of my brothers is going to come back to Columbus. And I said, well, it's a brother who, so I was telling him who you are, and you live in Columbus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because he looked up, he has property all over in Texas and St. Louis. And he said he looked up Columbus. Now, Columbus is kind of like a military town, isn't it? Is it a military city?
Yeah,
Fort
Benning, Georgia is there.
Fort Benning,
okay. And yeah, then, your second largest army place in the United States.
The second largest. Okay,
yes.
Crazy. Okay. Yeah, the brother.
Well, excuse me. I think second largest. Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, second largest in the United States. Yeah.
And he is an investor. He's gonna come back there because y'all are supposed to have some type of tax lien sale thing, something that he usually participates in. He goes and I think it's what did he say, tax liens or something.
I'm trying to figure out which.
Sometime in August.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime in August. Yeah, okay. They sent him a package of all the properties that are going to go up for sale there.
Right.
And he did a little research of. That town of Columbus, Georgia, he said 45% of African American, right? And 40% Caucasian.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them here. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. And so I said, well, I'm going to put you in touch with the brother who knows
right.
the lay of the land.
Right.
That's where you're from, right? I mean, that's where
right.
you live. So, yes. Anyway, that was the reason for the call.
Okay,
and
yeah,
I'm going
to give him my number in any kind of way I can show him around or whatever, inshallah I will.
mm-hmm.
And did you tell him about Akbar?
Yeah.
Akbar is just 90 miles from me. That's where I was at. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And then the land that BUII has got is about 150 miles from me, going toward Augusta, going east.
Mm-hmm. So in Columbus, they got Fort Benning there, huh?
Right. We got Fort Benning here. Yep. 22 miles long.
22 miles. You mean Fort Benning is 22 miles?
Yeah, when you go out the door, you got a long ride to make to get to where you want to start at.
Is that right? Yeah, because he was saying that he was kind of really impressed with the people of Columbus. He said, you know, it ain't like the people in St. Louis. The people in St. Louis, just another caliber, a different class of people, you know. And
St. Louis, you gotta prove it. And here in Columbus, Georgia, they're real, for lack of a better word, real passive people.
Real people?
Passive. Very, very friendly, very, very friendly, but you have to pull it out of them.
We're
in St. Louis, you challenge from the jump street.
So he looked it up, because I guess he knows how to do that research before he jumps into
that's right,
investing.
Exactly.
So he was okay. So
and the imam here is the Southern Section imam convener for the 6 sectional eveners in our community. Imam Yahya Islam is the convener for the Southern Section, which is 5 states. Yes, from Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida, all over in the Southern Section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's the imam here.
Mm-hmm. Who's the imam in Columbus?
Imam Yahya Islam.
Oh, Yahya. Okay. The other Yahya, right, who's the imam, what is his name? Yahya Chavez?
He's in Florida. Yahya Abdullah.
I see.
He's an imam in Florida.
Okay. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Well, okay. I was looking at a piece of property out in Compton that is within a walking distance of the airport,
mm-hmm.
I was over at the airport yesterday with the program, so I'm looking forward to finding out the rental rates and stuff over there. That's my stomping ground right there, Compton, California.
Yes, sir.
My
ex-son-in-law is from there, Havik and all that.
Okay, your son-in-law is Havik?
No, my son-in-law is Adil Muhammad. He works with Mosque.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. All of them from, Los Angeles area, Havik was living in Compton, but actually they are from Los Angeles. But that's
okay.
It's the same thing.
Same thing. But I know Deal was born in Compton.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I see. All praise be to Allah. Yeah, so that's about what it is. And I'm going to, if the brother was, I'll give him your information, and he'll be in touch with you.
Tell him I'm on, and then make it so good, I'm on about 4 miles from the Alabama border, And a lot of the brothers, Muslim brothers got their farms and stuff like that, you know. There's a lot of, you see, and the brother who, I think he's, I'm pretty sure he's a millionaire. If he's not a millionaire, he got to be a millionaire or more. Brother Siraj, who right outside of Montgomery, which is 70 miles from here. You know, Tuskegee is 45 miles from me, Alabama. And, so there's a lot of activity going around. Albany is around Georgia, right down the road. So there's quite activity around in the circle here. Atlanta, like I said, is 90 miles up the road.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were known Messenger of Concern a couple nights ago. They had some brother called in defending Jesus as God and everything, and Daya, she said, well, we don't take up those topics on this night because it's the children's night, and so I think Shoe Job is trying to wait for the brother to come back. I guess they want some excitement around there to have a debate with Christians or whatever, be defending Jesus.
Yeah, ask your brother to send him one of those calendars, too.
Okay.
That's what I told Hogbar. I said, yeah, y'all should have got his ad just to send him a calendar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, so things are coming along slowly but surely. The plan. Mm-hmm. Rashad, salam alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum
assalam. I sent you another message yesterday. I was listening to, this is kind of like off the topic, but I was listening to Earl Bostic, not Earl Bostic. Yeah, Bostic, the one who made that song Flamenco. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm probably, if I heard it, I would probably recognize the melody.
Yeah.
Earl Bostic goes back, quite a ways, you know.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know you. Up on that saxophone, so I just wanted to see if you were an admirer of his. Yeah.
If I heard the melody, I'm pretty sure I would recognize it. You know.
Mhm.
So let me ask you this: since we're here, how do we address the inner city, black on black self destruction. How do we address that?
Yeah, to me, if you really want to do it, I mean, it's, you know, you could say, well, politically, of impoverished community, you could say, you know, poor schools, you could say a lack of a strong family, mainly no father in the home. And that's what Larry Elder always says, no father in the home. And from there, you know, your kids are getting involved in crime and stuff. And then on top of that, a layer of the culture, the Imam Muhammad called it being hoodwinked. Our kids are being hoodwinked by this culture of death, where the media, the mass media, gives them a diet of filth and depravity. You know what I mean? This just with sex and violence and promiscuity and fornication, adultery. You know, that's the type of thing that kids listen to. And robbery, murder, because I know I'll be listening to them. And some of the staff, just in order to appease the children in juvenile hall, they just let them do it. you just let them do it just to make the time go by so they could get out of there, you know. So that is what I would say, and if you just want to do a Band-Aid type treatment, you can say, okay, we need more money for better schools, which is, you know, it's not going to hurt. And we need more money for free lunch or whatever, you know. But Imam Muhammad, you know, went at our lack of morality. We need something deeper. We need something for our soul, you know. Imam Muhammad kind of, you know, brought us into contact with the Creator. And what's that all about? In other words, it ain't just a bandage type thing, just throw money at it, you know what I mean? Because throwing money may not help our family situation, our families, you know what I mean? You know, little brothers not having a strong dad, and unemployment also, too. So, to me, what helps is addressing the image, addressing the Caucasian Christ, all these things that start off to confuse us in the very beginning, you know what I mean? Relating to confusion. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, broken family structure, yeah, that's very important. Yeah. Not being at home, you know.
Yeah. And subhanAllah, if you want me to add to a little bit to it, inshallah.
Yes, sir, Brother Muhammad.
Again, it boils down to why the sign that Allah has given us in this program, the good life according to the Quran. It's if Allah is not the solver of everything, and we don't understand that, then we're going to always have problems of where to start at. Because Satan is going to always have the truth, just enough of it to keep you intimidated and keep you off balance because you don't know which way to go because everything's a truth all around you, you know. But you never get to the core of the problem because it makes you ignore the creator of truth, and that's Almighty God of law, and the guidance that he's given us in the Quran of the good life. So first we have to do in our local community, even if it's just starting with one Muslim brother and one Muslim family. Once Allah bless you to come to a conclusion that you want to start the process of how to resolve all this black-on-black crime and all the problems that the black community has, and what rights do you have to go about doing it. The first thing, the law wants you to reflect. He said, remember your allegiance to me. You took a shahada. You promised me that you bear witness there's no God but me and your creator, and Muhammad is your messenger and example, and the Quran is your guidance. Allah said, in return, I said that as long as you stay focused on that, I will support you and protect you, because after all, I am the creator of everything that you're going to be tested with and everything that you might want in this world. I'm the creator of it. So as long as you seek guidance from me, I'll give you help. So that one family can start with any other Muslim in that community, try to get in contact with that community, that family, and start having sure process with the Muslims in your local community. And see if you can get them all to agree to Shura that this is the path that y'all going to take to get back into the grace and the guidance and the protection of Almighty God Allah and help save your local humanity, from the pitfalls of that. Then you go right straight to the city and file a formal protest to the city that if you need help in resolving the crime and things that's going on all over the city, but especially in what we call the African-American community, And you keep acting like you can't solve these problems. One is because you're not doing proper advertising that you want to help. You know, you got a budget from the United States, from the state of that you're in. You got a budget from the United Government to follow that. So money really ain't the problem. You got all your charitable, believing people in that local community who say you all want the same thing. That's the good life. That Almighty God created the creator of all of you, regardless of what you believe, what you think. You know there ain't but one creator, and you all want what he wants. That's what the city is there for. That's what the state is there for. This is God bless America country. So whether America like it or not, if you want God's blessing, here's what you got to do. You got to establish a moral, excellent community forced by those who are the protectors and the maintainers of it, be it the police department, National Guard, local citizens, etc., those who have authority to go in and fight the blight, the crime, or the enemies of human life in your local community. And it ain't going to be no easy thing to do because it's going to test your faith. But you start with yourself and the believers in the community. Then you, group of people, take it to the city and tell the city, how can we help you do what you are supposed to be doing by supporting each other? Now, most of all, we need the people who are here to maintain peace in the community. Y'all call yourself conservatives, conservatories of the peace of your local community. People are supposed to establish peace. If it means getting drugs, alcohol, whatever is causing the people to break their peace with each other because of something is putting unnecessary pressure on them, like drugs, poverty, improper job opportunities, etc., then you as the city, the elected officials, our tax dollars are paying you to resolve these problems with the employees, the sub-employees, the contracts, and y'all got all of them. Y'all got every kind of contract in the world to keep the water clean. You got city employees. You got state employees. Y'all need to unite around, and as community members of the community, we need to have to keep y'all on alert and call y'all to come and do your job where it is needed at. So we say we have problems in the local community. Here's the good life that Almighty God has sent America, since everybody in America says that they believe God is blessing America. So all the people who say they believe in God, you know, let's call a meeting. That's what convention centers are for. That's what the convention center is for in every city, a place for the city to meet and have sure on how to solve the problems in the community so that the community can grow and have commerce and other things that will continue to help the city to continue to grow. So, okay, so we want to have conversation. You talk to the school board. You tell the city, y'all arrange it so that we will have some kind of permission to talk to the children in the schools and explain to them the dangers that are waiting on them, that is affecting them right at that moment, and what was affecting them before they got in school, and how the city is making a renewed effort with the community members to bring it to a halt. Drugs. You start having classes and seminars in the schools on drugs, fornication, how fornication breeds single parents, how single parents create poverty when they are not having a proper job, proper education. It's a united effort by the believers in the community, and especially the Muslim believers. Because in these days and times, the number one person responsible for what's going on in the world today, if those are the believers in the Quran and the life of example of Prophet Muhammad, and they are not doing their job. They're not calling the people like Imam Warfi Muhammad was permitted by Almighty God Allah to do, to call the people on the very local level. I mean the local level, I'm talking about in the homes of every believing citizen in that local city. They should start to unite and start having dialogue on how to resolve even the basic things, keeping the neighborhood clean, keeping the neighborhood clean from drugs, keeping the neighborhood clean from ignorance. You know, have dialogue with the people. It's going to be a rough job, but it can be done once everybody sees that the people in that local community is coming together for the good life, for those who want it. And they're making a declaration that they're going to use everything in their power, their tax dollars, state employees, their city employees, and their own local community organization to start watching and pursuing the dangers in the community. You give them a grace period like Allah did in the Quran. You put a warning out. You go by and put out pamphlets around where you know the gang members and the drug dealers get a hold of those pamphlets, and you let them know. 6 months from now, we, the community of so-and-so, so-and-so, will start our campaign to help you in any kind of way we can, not to depend upon immoral criminal activities against your own brothers and sisters, against your own parents, you know, and we are going to reestablish the good life everywhere that we can, and we don't want to fight you. We want to help you. So we're giving you a 6 month grace period. The highway patrol, the city police, the state representatives, the congressmen, the governor, and your local citizens, we will be on the hunt for you. Not to destroy or hurt you any kind of way. We're coming to bring you help. You need someone to talk to you if you think that you're not given the right opportunity to have a good job, that you have to sell drugs in order to leave. You know, you have to misuse your women and exploit your women because you don't have a good job. You kids, you know, you're falling out of school and going stealing and getting in gangs and because you don't have any money to pay your bills or help your parents pay. We're going to stop all that because we have money and leadership to do that. But we have, and we ask Almighty God to forgive us, but in 6 months, we are getting ready to start a campaign to reestablish the good life in this local community. So if you want us to talk to you or come to your schools, come to your gang meeting or something to explain to you that we are here to help you, not to harm you, but you are destroying your own kids. Not only ours, but we don't want you to think that it's a selfish thing that we're doing. We're trying to protect ourselves, but we're also trying to help you to protect yourself and your children who you are killing because you think that is the only way you have to do it, by living the bad life, you know. And we're going to try to help you not go to penitentiary, help your son not go to the penitentiary, help your daughter not live in a state of poverty or wind up being a prostitute or getting strung out on drugs because of suffering from oppression and stress from this horrible life that you are living in. And if you don't know why you're living in that horrible life, talk to your local religious leader. And he will tell you about something that you should have known, and that there is a creature called the devil, Satan, who whispers to you and make you think that there's no other way. And then on the other side, he has people like yourself who are discriminating against you. And they're using all kind of excuses, your color, your nationality, the way your eye was. But it's in, but truthfully, it's Satan playing both of y'all against each other. And the collateral damage that you are doing to the people in the community who are trying to fight Satan by educating you, going against the city officials to make sure that you have an equal job opportunity, equal school education process that comes out of the good life of those who follow the word of God and those who understand the word of God and those who are trying to learn about the word of God, because there ain't but one God. There ain't but one word. There ain't one life. And if you let us come into your community and educate you on life itself, because none of us have created each other, and none of you have created anything. So if you just sit down and let us talk with you in this six-month period of grace and give you whatever you need to understand why you don't need them drugs no more, we're going to find you a job. We're going to find you some training. We're going to make sure the city, the state spend our tax dollars on preparing good, moral citizens to live in our cities. And if you do not want to change, then you're already familiar to the traps where you're going to go be confined at. Until we can continue to educate you, once you are isolated in a confinement, we still want to help you. Education is number one, because the word of God is knowledge, is words. So the more the words you learn, the more knowledge you learn about the good life and educate yourself, the better off all of us are going to be. So we're going to continue the educational process, whether you are free or whether we have to lock you up. And we pray that we do not have to have any kind of fatalities or casualties in this war against Satan and the bad life. And we are going to be the victors, because the Creator has created this scenario to test all of us, to see how much we love Him, love our own selves, and love our loved ones more than we love the devil, the enemy of the human family. Come and listen. Come to the meeting that we're going to have between now and the 6 months when we actually take action. Come down and listen. And then we start supplying at the libraries, convention centers, holiday inns, or whatever we can. Have the community members who have come together in a meeting and sure and said, we're going to do this. And we start spending our money, peace of Billy Law, to educate the community how important it is to be educated, especially in where you come from, where you, how you got here, and where you going. Because this is a phony, fake world, as you all know. This is not the real world. This is why you are so angry. This is why you're willing to steal and kill each other. Because you see, on the other side of that path is the good life. But you also know that something is stopping you from getting it. And those are the hypocrites. Those are the imps of Satan. Those are the people who have fell upon into the influence of thinking there's no other way than the way that is coming into their head in order for them to reach the type of equality and love and respect that they want, that they see the people in the good life have it. Remember, Satan's number one scheme is to make people who he have under his influence to hate us because we have the good life. And he does everything he can to keep them from learning the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep them from learning one and one is two, so that they can see why the good life is better than the life that they are experiencing right now, hating and killing each other. And when we address our local city council, our local mayor, put it in public view. Either you're going to do your job, or you can see on an emergency situation that we are in right now, we need to get rid of you. If you're not going to be the mayor of this city, if you're not going to be the sure council who makes the policies, hire people and pay people to do the job, to make the neighborhood morally clean, equally employed, especially educated, then you don't need that job. And those few believers, especially the Muslim believers, who bring that to the attention of their local city and the local newspaper, the local media, tell them that you will file a federal lawsuit against them for not doing their job, and they will not receive any federal money until they comply with the guidelines of the federal government, which says every human being in the United States of America has a right to pursue liberty, justice, et cetera, et cetera. We have to bring back the law. We have to follow, since we spent so much time and letting Satan make us spend so much time on the life of Esau, Jesus Christ, they call him. He came to make the people get back in accord with the law. That's the job of the people of the Quran. Our job is to bring the people who Esau has already told about the law and what their promise, help them be able to use the law of Almighty God and those in authority over them, as long as it doesn't conflict with their morally, equality, and justice. That's our job as Muslims. But first, we have to show that amongst ourselves. You know, and we here in North America, and specifically us, in the community of Imam Worthy Muhammad, we have to show people first that we're in accord with the law of love, peace, and happiness. Want for your brother what you want for yourself. Get out of all these clanish tribalism that we see in the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Fell down on his knees and begged Allah every night until Allah answered his dua. He was begging to get rid of tribalism. He was begging Allah to help him with his division amongst the people, in his family, in his community. Because he seen that it was from the shaitan. We have to do the same thing if we are walking in the path of the Quran and the good life established in the life example of Prophet Muhammad. And we start right, what they say, charity begins at home. It starts with each and every Muslim in his and her community to have a sure with Allah first, renew their shahada, renew their no longer having any more doubt that Allah is God, and then they start talking to the other believers in the community, including those, after publicizing in newspapers and passing out flyers, inviting all those who say they believe in God. What does Allah say? Come to mutual agreement about what is killing all of us. Causing hell in the community. Homosexuality. Drugs. To come together and set aside our differences and work upon what we can agree upon, and then what we can't agree upon, like Allah say, he will answer that as we develop the type of sincerity to do what we already can do. There's no reason on a local level where the Quran is at and there's books on the life of Prophet Muhammad and books on the tafsirs of the caller to those two things, the Quran and the life of Muhammad, of Imam Worthy Muhammad. There is no reason why we are standing in the shadows of death, having all this fear to turn on the light that was turned on, but we turned it off. We got to turn that light back on in the local level, in our house, by establishing regular prayer. Establishing unity is a community, not disunity. or tribalism. That ain't unity. Unity is one human soul, one human family, striving to please Almighty God, the creator of everything. So that's what we have to do on a media level, is do not let this good life of the Holy Quran, by our free will, keep holding it back from coming into existence. Because the law says, I'm not going to change it. Y'all want to keep running around being hypocritical about believing in me, believing in my Quran, believing in my prophet, who I left to you as a model example, and the way you have, like you was praying this morning, has given my caller to faith, Imam Warby Muhammad, so much hell, and turning his words all around, and pretending like that he is the number one thing in your life. And just like they played this morning on Lifeline, where Imam Muhammad said, use the leadership of the past, starting with me. I'm your past. And if you follow my leadership, you'll find yourself fighting the leadership that was created for all of humanity, the leadership of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he will lead you to the leadership of everything you see and don't see, the Creator, Almighty God of Love. And you will start with establishing a community of believers in your local community, your house, then your neighbors who are Muslim, who said La ilaha illa Muhammad, then those who didn't say the Shahada, invite them also to listen, to set in, or participate. But they're not the ones who are responsible for establishing this last revelation. That's on the Muslims, the believing Muslims at that, not the Muslims, but the believing Muslims. That good life that's in the Quran is the only way. We're going to solve the problem in the black community, the Chinese community, the European community, any community on this earth, even the communities of the ants and the fish. The only way they're going to have a good life on this earth is when the human being who is responsible for establishing the caliphate brings it back into balance by getting rid of the whispers of the shaitan and those who are following his bad guides. And forgive for taking up a little more time than necessary. I yield in this case if there's any response. On you, Brother Rashad, or either Aline, Akeem. Are you there? Are you there? Brother Rashad, you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, well, I hope you heard what Allah was, I pray, was telling me to share with you, because to ask someone to speak and then no one listens don't make any sense.
I was listening.
Okay.
You know, alhamdulillah. Okay, praise be to Allah. 6:30. Okay, so I'm going to get a brother your telephone number, brother Al-Muqsi.
Yes, sir.
His name is Sadia Brown. For a long time.
Sadia Brown. Okay.
Yes, Sadia. S-U-R.
Yes.
Dailier. And then Brown. Yeah. For a long time, he sponsored the Imam's radio program here in Los Angeles for decades. Yeah. So,
okay. Alhamdulillah.
Well, inshallah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're moving right along, slowly but surely, on the Clara Muhammad here in Compton, close to the airport.
Oh,
yeah, close to
okay,
the
that
airport.
Was something I found out, too, I might share with you. I found out that Chris Paul, right?
Chris Paul, basketball player.
Yes, sir. He and Adam Bayard are from the same city. Okay?
Well, South Carolina. Okay.
Yeah, North Carolina. North Carolina.
North Carolina.
He's from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the same place where Adam Bayard is born at, who's on the 150-50 program
right.
for Sister Clara Muhammad. Okay, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
He has been generous with his income for anyone who's been doing after-school programs, after-school recreational programs for the youth. Very generous.
Uh-huh.
The name of his foundation is called Chris Paul Family Foundation.
Uh-huh.
Those are the type of places that we're going to have to get our head about the ground. And remember that Allah has made those resources available
uh-huh.
for the human family to share with each other, if only asked, in the name of Allah, to have, or you. You know. So, again, mm-hmm. the 10,005 or to be a part of the chain of command of the believers who are on all different levels, knowingly and unknowingly, are pursuing the same goal, and that is to help establish the University of Al-Islam, blessed and founded by Sister Clara Muhammad, by Allah's permission, bring it back to the straight way and bring it back to serve and help the humanity in 2021 and beyond. It's people like him that you need to sit in an application to, explain your science, your aeronautic programs, how you want to do anything for the kids. Anybody who is talking about doing something for the children of our community and the children of the world, starting on a local level, it's these foundations like Chris Paul and LeBron James and them who are at least saying they're available. All you do is follow after. The best thing they can do is say no. You know, now also, the rumor has it that Chris Paul accepted Al-Islam, or either he's very interested in it. You know, so I was just letting you know, and since yesterday I've told Mahansa Abdullah, the one of the seven schools of the Sister Clara Muhammad school system, about Chris Paul. And I've told her husband, Yusuf Abdullah, and he said he would bring that to Adam's attention. Now, also, Chris Paul is supposed to be in North Carolina sometime in a couple of months supporting a youth program, basketball team or something, a game or something like that. So I'm just saying, brothers like yourself, when we have more clear vision of our efforts to please Allah, we'll be up on those things that Allah has already set out there. He said the victory is already. Allah said if you need money, there's money already out there for you. If you need construction help, there's a construction company already out there for you. Allah said whatever you need, he has already given us the victory. But by the fact we don't realize that putting off and not establishing what Allah has prepared for us, but that's who the victory is for. It's for the Muslims. It's for the believers who are exerting themselves and their children's children to establish Deen al-Islam here in America is the reason why we don't see the victory. And we keep seeing failure and failure and failure in every attempt that we do to try to please Allah. But we all know, since the Quran is in the heart of the human being, for the last 14 and a half years, Jesus warned everybody using that terminology, And Prophet Muhammad came with the Quran and the law that he put that Quran in everybody's heart because he told us, he revealed the Quran on the heart of Prophet Muhammad, the model example, so that everybody know that that truth is in your heart, that there is a creator of yourself and everything you see and you don't see. But we have to understand we are in the fire of America. Like even Al-Bilal-Mahami say, far the next time, far in America, that book he came out with, you know, after the message to the black man. This one was far in America, you know, to let us know that we have to remember that it was the faith of Ibrahim in Allah that made him go in the fire and come back out. We can't get out of the fire because we don't have that type of faith. And we're just burning each other up, burning up all of our ideas, burning up our vision, leadership, and whatever, because we are not seeking Allah's help to get us out of the fire of America. You know. And we're not trying to establish the good life of the Quran, which is the protection that you need to come out of this fire. And even be qualified to go to the Jannah. You know. And like they always say, the same people you see coming out of the fire are the same people you see going into it. Those who don't or lack faith. They might believe, but they lack faith. But you'll be aware of these different people, these different victories that are waiting on us here in America. But Allah said, I'm not going to give them to you unless you want to spend them, peace be Allah. Then what we mean by peace be Allah? Peace be Allah means that whatever we do, our life, our death, if we're doing it to spend, to please Allah, and to establish what he has prepared for us, then the victory is already ours. The reason why we toil and struggle in things is because we don't have faith. Because the victory is what they call them, cachets. That's what they call them when I was in the Army. They call them cachets where you have those who are ahead of you. They bury your food, so when you get to that spot, your food is waiting on you, your ammo, your weapons, your water, whatever you need to go to the next stage of freedom. Allah has already left the victory there waiting on you. See, but Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. Allah knows that we have a free will, and we might not use it to please him. We might not even use it to please Satan. We might just want to please our own self. And so when we have that type of taqwa, that's why it's so important to have taqwa, to be regardful. And if you forget about Allah, Allah forgets about you. He don't bite his tongue about that. Allah said, remember me in all that you do, and I'll remember you in all that you do. And whatever you don't remember me in, Allah said, I won't remember you. After clear guidance of the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad, which most of us have well over 60, 70 years of the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. At least that much in our time period. At least 65 years. I got 62 years in trying to find the law in his guidance. And I noticed people were older than me who was in the Nation of Islam. The people were older than me at the time, even though they wasn't in the Nation of Islam, and going through our special experience, was experiencing al-Islam, and I'm talking about of our community. But they let that knowledge carry them astray and follow kings of al-Islam, princes of al-Islam, instead of following the prophet, the messenger of al-Islam. But they're waiting to be woke up, like we need to be woke up, and establish this good life of the Quran, the salvation for all of humanity. That's why those who had an idea, they try to let people know how great of a blessing was on Imam W.D. Muhammad when he became the spokesperson for human salvation. None of those is what he claimed. He said, this is what they call me. But bottom line, what he was saying, I am the caller of the people of faith, to faith, back to faith. I am, you know, without saying it, I am the Mujahid. That's who I am. I'm bringing you back to the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad, my leadership that set my father free, my mother free, and then it's setting y'all free. Not no other knowledge, only the knowledge of the good life of the Quran and the human example of that Quran, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the one who's doing this by Allah's permission. So that Chris Paul thing is something we look into. Since you are a strong supporter, because you publicly announce it all the time, your good intentions of your heart, proper legacy, proper restoring of the good life in the educational system that Allah blessed Sister Claire Muhammad with, called the University of Al-Islam. We're your leader. Imam Muhammad them graduated from. They didn't graduate from Sister Claire Muhammad School. They graduated from the University of Islam. Them and Imam Darnell and some of our great scholars in the religion. We had to be wise how Satan could change the words and the language or the goal and give you an example. There's no harm in having human aspirations. But we want God's aspirations for us. We want what Allah wants for us, not what each other want for each other. Example. Everybody know that we're here to establish the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad. We're not here to establish new China, new Africa, new Japan. A lot of those things wasn't even in existence in that type of a language at the time of the Quran. Like there wasn't no Sunni, no Shiite, no Hani. We have to remember Allah in order for Allah to let us remember what he's telling us, what he's told us, how he is leading us, how he is guiding us and protecting us if our free will submits its will to his will. So check out the Chris Paul thing, because the same people you're working with and give very good compliments to, people like the seven schools that are existing, full-time schools that are existing, people like Imam Adam Beya who's working together to put things and put some money in their hands on a regular basis. You know, we have a lot of foundations out there who wants to help. The Sister Claire Muhammad Recreational Program, even if they don't want to help Sister Claire Muhammad School, who want to help establish tutoring services after school being ran by Sister Claire Muhammad School System, like in the full-time schools we have. They have tutoring. They have recreation. Like Imam W. Muhammad High School has basketball, et cetera. These type of people out there, they're looking for a reason how to support Al-Islam, but the Muslims are either innocently being haughty and arrogant, don't realize, and they're turning down the help of Allah in the victory they has already had for us. Wait, at every turn, it's nothing but victory, victory. You can't help but just say, alhamdulillah, all day long. Because every time you were, like Allah said, the blessing and his rahmah is coming down all the time. Well, you can't help but say, alhamdulillah. That's why he said, all praise are due to him. Ain't nothing happening in our reality that doesn't come from Allah. And he deserves all the praise. Not our fellow human beings. As we grow out of that understanding and grow into the understanding that all praises are due to Allah. And he is the one who's determined, who's worthy of the attention that he gives them to share with all of humanity, to let him let us know that he does reward us for youngest our wildest dreams. So check out the Chris Paul thing. And like I said, I even told Brother Abdul Salam also with the credit union, let us know. We have to bring together our victories that we've already qualified for, that Allah has already given us the reward for. But we refuse to pick them up, bismillah. We want to pick them up for some other reason. for Marcus Garvey, Malcolm F., Southern Conference. We want to pick Jesus Christ. We want to pick up the rewards for underneath for all the wrong reasons. Inshallah. So just want to tell you about that Chris Paul thing. And
oh, yeah.
That's worth sending an application to his family. Look online for the Chris Paul Family Foundation. And the only reason I put some kind of emphasis to it because it was a good rumor I heard. Not a righteous rumor now, a good one. So there's some weight to it. That he is very, very sensitive and has posted as they said, except Alexander, but I'm not going to put that. But I do know that for them to even say what they did say, and I'm talking about them, I'm talking about there's more than one person who told me that. And there's an implication of that in his bio. He's very, very looking for a way to express his private Islamic support.
Okay, well, look, let me say, well, what do you think about vouchers? What do you think about vouchers? The Republicans have these vouchers.
Old news. Don't you know,
okay,
they were talking voucher talk back in the 60s and 40s. This ain't nothing but what they say. What goes around Shaitan's schemes, he repeat them in certain different age groups because he know they haven't heard nothing about them. They was talking voucher stuff when I was going to the high school. We was getting vouchers when we was going to high school. I'm talking about back in 58, 59, in Columbus, Ohio, we were receiving vouchers for our clothes, for food if we needed, tuition if we were taking up a trade school. Yeah, this is nothing new that they're talking about.
I'm talking about for religious institutions under the Trump administration to get.
I heard what you're saying, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. I said they've been doing that. This is not a new program.
Okay. All right.
And if I'm not mistaken, go ahead.
Is it a bad thing, or what are you saying? Is it a bad thing, a good thing, or what?
No, what I'm saying, anything that we have experienced in our past, especially when we research and find out about it, we find out that it's an old scheme of the society. I ain't even going to say Satan. If it's an old scheme of the society that we live in underneath the right way, white racism and all that kind of stuff, then evidently it ain't meant to work. It's just another trick for us to get us chasing. Example, like I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, every time we get ready to get a victory, somebody come up with another plan to do something else. We never finish what we start. That's how we're so far away from now establishing the community of Al-Islam in America that a lot of it ain't even thinking about doing it. We don't even think that it can happen. That's how, but because every time we start something, some other imam or some other Muslim community or some political Christian or some whatever come up with another plan on how to help us do what only Allah can do. Only Allah can give you independence. It's like they run out and celebrating Independence Day. Only Allah is the only reality that is independent. So Allah is the only one who give you independence. Not no other army machine or whatever. And tell you that we're giving you your independence. And then at the same time they try to enslave you. At the same time while they telling you that you're free, they putting shackles on your ankles. Just like during the time of the independence, America's independence, we were still slaves. They wasn't talking about our independence. They were talking about man-made independence, the secret meetings and war machines put together to fight against the truth. Is it free those who submitted to the war machines and the racism? It was their independence. We were still in slavery when the independence was established. How can that be our Independence Day? Plus, we also know, those of us who are Muslim, we know only Allah can give you the independence of freedom to be a free man in the city. But the most important thing, what I'm saying to you about your question.
Huh?
As-salamu alaykum, Bashar. You there?
Hey, yes, sir. Well, look at my salam.
Okay, all right. Praise be to Allah. Well, okay, Muhammad, that's your... Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, you know, some schools in our community have taken vouchers before.
You ain't listening. I said the same school when I was in the 8th, 9th, 10th grade, we were taking vouchers. The church... And I don't want to say that the Nation of Islam at the time when I became in the Nation of Islam, that was in 1959. We were also receiving some of those vouchers and things too. But I'm just saying there's nothing new about voucher system and how it's supposed to help religious school, parochial, back then they used to call them parochial schools and all that, have an independent education system established based upon government, state, fund, allocated funds. Yeah, it has a benefit, but just so did like alcohol did. Just like tobacco did. But the prophets, how they was on by the law of business, told them we only set a time limit on that. And then it no longer serves its purpose. Alcohol is forbidden. Gambling is forbidden. Mostly all your Catholic church, all your Catholic schools were receiving vouchers back then. Because a lot of our children were going to Catholic schools. They had a big recruitment on getting people of color up underneath an indoctrination of the Catholic church by having vouchers for them to be paid for them to go to the Catholic school, private school, and get out of the public school system. And anybody else who wasn't filed, I don't know if they still was calling it their 501c3 to get those vouchers to establish a charter school or whatever. They was doing it then, man, back in 1959, 61. So I'm just saying that there's many of us in our age bracket, your age bracket, we're fully already aware of those things. We experienced them in our youth when we was 14, 15, 16 years old. You know, I remember how our whole neighborhood overnight, it went from whatever clothes that we could scrub to wear on to wearing the Catholic Church uniform. And I was living right in the middle of four Catholic schools. Same way it was in Chicago, same way in your other city. There was almost a Catholic school and a Catholic church almost on every corner, and they was getting vouchers in order to send their kids through the welfare department. Through the... I forget what they call it, charity newsies. You know, there's a whole lot of ways you can file for these vouchers to establish a charter school for whatever reason, religious reasons, dietary. They had all kinds of schools. We had a lot of black schools. See, that's no different than establishing the drugs. There's a lot of drug care centers. We're getting vouchers for the purpose of providing drug treatment counseling in the community, detox centers. Just the name changed from voucher to something else. Just like it changed in our day and time to block grants. All these things are good, but these are not the things that you turn your back on the law for. These are not the things that's not going to give you the complete freedom that the Quran, the good life, is going to give you. How much suffering do we have to continue to suffer like we all ask a lot of times before we realize what we already been told 1,400 years ago, that the law is God and his way or the highway or the hell way, if you want to call it that.
Yep, yep. Alhamdulillah. All right, brother. About that time. Brother Bashar, do you want to lead us out with prayer?
Oh, yes, all right.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, all praise be to Allah.
You know, all praise be to Allah.
Take on that Chris Paul thing.
Okay. All right. Rashad?
Yes. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman Rahim Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim.
Amen. And before you go, since you got about 6 minutes, don't forget about Muhammad Ali's foundation. Don't forget about Hakim Olajuwon's foundation. Don't forget about all the Muslim athletes and celebrities. They have a foundation. They're trying to figure out how to accept and support Islamic causes. But those of us who are the only ones in position to need that help is those in our community who are responsible for establishing Deen al-Islam in America, and we won't ask nobody for the victory that's already been given to them. And they know that. They know that they are sitting on Imam Warfdeen Muhammad's students and et cetera, just waiting on us to call them, send them an application for their foundation. But see, it's got to be legal. That's what the problem is. We don't want to do the legal paperwork and then the legal physical work to actually run a gym, to run a tutoring school, because we don't want to involve with each other. You know, we don't want to create employment for teachers and athletes, recreational people who graduate with a recreational degree, psychology degree, tutoring degree. We don't want to hire each other, so we don't ask for the money that we're begging for every day from people who they know that they can't get it from. That's why we keep doing it. We know that we can't and won't support each other, so that's why we keep begging each other, so that we don't have to do nothing. Psychology, what do you call it, reverse psychology? And got thousands of Muslims right here in America, got foundations, and Muslims won't even write them letters except for a few. And ask them to support their Sister Claire Bahama School. Ask them to support their tutoring service, their Arabic classes. And them and what Allah has already taught us, he says, sadika, practicing quietness, is the best sadika. But if you could practice sadika in order to propagate dawah, then do it that way. That's why Muhammad Ali Foundation don't necessarily put out who they're helping, because ain't nobody who can go online to find out if you want to know. But they're not broadcasting because they're trying to practice sadaqah the way Allah said practice.
All right. All right, let's go out with prayer, please.
All right, and may Allah's peace and blessings be on all y'all. And be safe out there today. And give the greetings to your auntie.
Thank you.
Yes,
yes sir,
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.